Dear beloved creator of all that is, we acknowledge there is great power in each of us, more power than many or most of us have summoned or can even imagine. The propellant for that power we exhibit can be many things, caused by anger, spurred by fear or pain, or passion driven. Identifying the trigger of our actions and the power behind them is an important and honest step to utilizing our power to the best of our ability and making our goal of action manifest. None of this reaches its fullest without our recognition of the truest force and power within us, that God part of us, that conscious part of us, that when tapped allows for seeming miracles to transpire. All of this we acknowledge, dear beloved, for without you and your creation, without your grace and the divine spark that continues us at birth, we are powerless. It is with great gratitude and humility that we acknowledge all of this, and so it is.
My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I've got a script I'd like to read. I wrote it out so I wouldn't make as many mistakes. Outline an offer to others to assemble and complete the constitutional Republican form of government by reconstituting or reconstructing the United States of America, with a capital T, with a Congress assembled as the several states of the Union, before South Carolina broke the Confederation and Perpetual Union in 1860. Hence, 33 lawful states reconstitute the Union as the de jure law form of a continent, of a constitutional Republican form of government circa 1859, after Oregon became a state and before South Carolina seceded. That group is base creation of government within our, the United States of America's Constitution, circa 1859. The several states in Congress assembled, lawful government to the best of our current ability. The Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly lawfully, through legitimate constitutional methods, controls, and procedures, and so forth, and with a lot of prayer, we remove two sitting U.S. senators and one rep. The state of Oregon's governor, 89 legislators, the attorney general, the secretary of state, and the entire judiciary that has an oath to Article 7 amended post-1910 color of law. And we did it with our civilian court of record of the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, AKA Article 1, Section 1. Natural rights inherent in people. We declare that all men, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, and that all power is inherent in the people. And all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they might think proper. And we did it with the implementation of Ex parte Milligan, nullifying martial law, Liber Code, and FEMA on Oregon, and then with our jury pool, we use 5 grand juries, 5 Article 3, 1 Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction, in our Amendment 7 court, whose jury verdict has no appeal in law. We have all of our bona fides in order. All of our docs are signed, sealed, stamped, witnessed with proof of service. And they're all published on www.orsja.org, YouTube, and Brighteon. Returning to a constitutional Republican form of government on Oregon was completed this year, 2022. Enforcement is easy, and we are doing / will do this immediately. We are implementing our plan. There are a lot more people that cogitate than actually do. I think this is worthy of a Skype channel in close communication. We must do it ourselves. No one can do it for us, and we cannot do it alone. And the goal is to bring the other two lawful states to a constitutional Congress assembled of jural assemblies from the several states of the Union as the United States of America. This hasn't been accomplished since 1860. And then we bring the other 17 states on, pardon me, the other 17 territories on as states. And then we switch from de facto to de jure, lawfully. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. He's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I fought. I swear to God. Just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.